The State Department issued its annual report on global terrorism yesterday, naming Iran as a leading state sponsor of terrorism. The report says there was a slight rise in terrorist attacks last year, and it was private groups, not countries, responsible for the increase. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
The deadly bombing of the USS Cole, kidnappings in Ecuador, and repeated attacks on an oil pipeline in Colombia were all reminders of the continued threat of terrorism. But as he released the annual report, Global Patterns of Terrorism, Secretary of State Colin Powell chose to highlight the positive. He noted terrorists were brought to justice last year for the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103, and he said international cooperation is on the rise.
The results are clear. State sponsors of terrorism are increasingly isolated. Terrorist groups are under growing pressure. Terrorists are being brought to justice. We will not let up.
Iran was singled out for promoting terrorism against Middle East peace. Cuba and North Korea were kept on the list of state sponsors of terrorism, mainly for providing safe haven to accused terrorists. In fact, the list looks much like it has for the past decade. But the State Department's acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Edmund Hull, says some countries have been cooperating more by closing down terrorist training camps. As he put it, the swamps are being drained.
If you look at Libya, for example, there's a lot less terrorist training going on there. The Sudanese also have, by and large, shut down the training camps. So as these groups are squeezed out of other areas and look for safe places to conduct this activity, I think more and more have gravitated towards Afghanistan, and that's why the problem is so acute there.
Afghanistan, he says, has emerged as a major training center for terrorist groups. The United Nations has tightened sanctions on Afghanistan and urged the Taliban to hand over accused terrorist Osama bin Laden. Raphael Pearl of the Congressional Research Service says in this way international cooperation is increasing, but he says it's also becoming easier for terrorist groups to take advantage of a more global, borderless world and the Internet.
Now, any group can communicate almost instantaneously with its members, surreptitiously. So it's an ideal networking mechanism for terrorist groups.
Bruce Hoffman of RAND adds terrorism is changing in other ways, not only with new groups of Islamic radicals coming on the scene.
We speak a lot about the new terrorism and the new face of terrorism and this international network of jihadists, bin Laden and his organization. But what I thought was very revealing about this year's report is the attention focused on the resurgence or reappearance of many old adversaries, left-wing European organizations.
The State Department said a Spanish group, Grapo, resumed its activities last year, and a Greek terrorist group murdered a British military attaché in Athens. The State Department list of foreign terrorist organizations also includes groups in Pakistan and Sierra Leone. All this further signs that state-sponsored terrorism has given way to smaller groups, more difficult to control. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.